my pricing director to give us the pricing. You will love this for sure. One woman truth.
Thanks, Mary. Hey, Philip, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I can't complain. It's Thursday already. Man, this week's going by. My name's Matt, by the way. So we're running Vivid Home Repair. How long have we been doing this?
I've been running my company for 15 years, but we just moved to this area, so we're starting up new.
Congratulations. What made you move?
My family's all down here, so we wanted to be closer.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard when you move to a new location, right? And so just to confirm, you moved to San Marcos, Texas now, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Great. I have a lot of clients all over Texas, so I can definitely help you grow your business. And I work with tons and tons of handymen. I probably have at least over 100 something handymen personally. So, handyman
so
do
let me
very
just ask
well.
You one quick question, and I don't mind that y'all got it from Angie's, but y'all got my information because Angie's sells my information.
No, what happened was what we do, is we actually are able to get lists, right? And, so when we're trying to fill a specific category in an area, we basically start contacting people that aren't on the first page of Google, right? So we were able to get your information from our marketing sources and what have you. I mean, we're a big company, so, but yeah, so what we do is we fill first page basement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look at your questions as your legitimate company, so.
What was that?
I'm sorry. I said I looked y'all up and I saw that y'all are a legitimate company. So y'all have been doing things for 20 years. So
yeah, we have over 13,000 clients. We're actually Google's biggest partner. I mean, I have some of the biggest companies in America. I mean, we have the largest home storage company, which is a company that has 4,400 locations. So you name it, we got them. You know, I have massive guys. Like, I got guys that spend $40,000 a month with me, Philip, down to guys that only spend a couple $100 a month. So, the good news is I can definitely help you grow. And I'm one of these guys too, Philip, that kind of like to, you know, crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. So my goal is not here today to get you to spend a bunch of money. My goal is to obviously explain to you what I do. And then obviously I can tell you about the different ways I can grow your business. And if you want to, you know, get on Google, I can definitely help you and get your phone ringing and getting you more jobs. So that's basically the end of the day, what I do. I'm sure you're well aware when people go to look for a business though, you know this better than anybody. Where do you think the first place people go to when they're trying to find a business?
It's either Google itself or Google Voice Ads.
Exactly. So they would go, like, let's say they live near San Marcos. They would go type in handyman, right? And then whoever shows up on that first page, that's who they're calling, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you've done that before, right? Have you typed in handyman in your area in San Marcos to see who's showing up on that first page?
For sure. I search up everything.
Yeah. And so, obviously, those guys are getting some good business out of it. I mean, there's Ivy Handyman, there's AEL Handyman, and there's Damn Good Handyman, right?
Yeah.
And so, they're definitely getting good business out of that, right? And then at the very tippy top is what they call the paper lead section. So, I can actually get you paper leads down the road. I've helped a lot of guys scale that way. And what's so good about the paper leads on Google is they don't share those leads like an Angie's or a Yelp does, okay?
Yeah.
So it comes exclusively to you, right? And it's a pay-per-qualified lead. So you actually get to talk to the people first before paying for it. And then if it's a bunk lead, you don't have to pay for it, which is nice.
Yeah, Angie's is bad about that.
What's that?
I appreciate that because Angie's is pretty bad about that.
Yeah, Angie's, yeah. Unfortunately, Angie's, you know, shares that same lead with like four or five other guys. So that's the downside about Angie's. Yeah, there's other things that I would say about them, but, you know, that's the main complaint that obviously all my clients have is, you know, Angie's, you know, doesn't give you guys exclusive leads. They just share the same lead with four or five other guys in the area. And what sucks about that is it makes it so competitive for you guys, you know?
For sure.
Because when four or five guys are hitting up that same client, you know, it's like they put a monkey in the middle and it just gets wild. So that's why I love what I do and why Google really does perform, because once you get a taste of how good Google is, Philip, it literally will transform your business, right? Night and day, right? So let's talk about that.
I'd like to hear price point. And like I told the lady before that I was speaking to, I'm waiting on a contract to clear right now. All my funds are kind of tied up with this guy. So I would be in the next, I'm pretty sure I have this contract. So the next day or two, I'll be able to pursue this if it's something that sounds beneficial. But as of today, I cannot pursue anything. So I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, totally. Completely understand. That's fine. I mean, I can obviously, you know, San Marcos just came available for Handyman. Right. That's why you did get a call, because we are calling Handyman, but I can definitely put a hold on it if you're serious and like you foresee yourself doing it, and we'll stop calling Handyman right now to give you some time. Like, cause I don't mind putting a hold for a day.
I'm looking at every marketing aspect right now. I've said marketing has always been my weak suit. So I'm looking at everything from marketing. I'm really good at what I do. I get jobs done fast and all my clients are happy, but marketing is definitely weak suit.
Good. Well, you got a guy right now that's got over 1,400 clients, probably the most successful when it comes to Google marketing, hands down, probably in marketing in general, because, I mean, I don't know anybody else that got that kind of client. But the reason why I'm so successful is I treat everybody the same, Philip, and I love when businesses grow. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about is half the battle is getting on Google, but the other half of the battle is how do you stand out, right? Because that, yes, I can get you on that first page of Google with your competitors, right? But your competitors honestly aren't doing a good job of standing out. And one thing that I always really try to preach, I always say, is like certain things of how you can stand out. So let's talk about that for a second. So I'm going to send you a quick text. Here's one of my clients. They're called Lewis Pest Control, okay? They're out of South Carolina, okay? And then as soon as you get this link that I just texted you, go ahead and click on it. You might have to scroll down like a little like bit right there because you're going to see their Google Business Profile.
Yep.
Okay. When you see their Google Business Profile, next to their name, you'll see a photo of them standing in front of their truck. Do you see what I'm talking about there?
I see them standing in front of in front of the truck. I see it, yeah.
Yeah, the van.
The Yelp one, yep.
No, do you see their Google Business Profile? Like, it says their name on Google, and then it has, like, 102 reviews. Sometimes it comes up differently on the cell phone.
The first one that, like, pops up is them one of them spraying a house. And then the next one that pops up is a guy standing...
maybe to the right, it's like, it's just say Lewis Pest, right? And then the five-star reviews, and it says 102 Google reviews. You see that?
Oh, yeah, I see five-star, yeah. And they are in the...
Okay, so right next to their name, their five-star reviews, there's a picture of those guys standing in front of their van.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, their Google Business Profile, right? And so this right here is basically showing you, right, their profile where, okay, so when somebody, like, looks, like, up, like, pest control in their area or whatnot, they see that Google Business Profile. Okay, and they're able to basically see that photo. So what I always try to tell my clients is, hey, give me a photo of you in a nice polo shirt and khaki pant, maybe with a drill in your hand, maybe a clipboard or something, right? Just have a good backdrop, maybe like a kitchen or something, you know, a house that you're working in, and have somebody take a decent photo of you, And then we can really broadcast that photo of you all over the place. Okay?
Nice.
Now, obviously, that's one part of it. The other part is, you see how many five-star reviews Lewis Press now has? Look at that number. Over 102 Google reviews, okay? They have literally been with me for 1 year, okay? To be exact, like 13 months now, okay? 13 months, who's counting? But my point is, right, they've been using our tools, and they have been putting their clients into our system, right, that they've, you know, done business with, and the system sends out an automated text message saying, hey, thanks for using Lewis Pest. We appreciate your business. Please go ahead and click this link to leave us a five-star review, okay?
Oh, nice.
And they've been really using that to really get those five-star reviews because, like, you just looked up me, right? It's really important to have that credibility out there, right, so people want to do business with you.
Okay.
And that's really another element, Philip, to, like, making you successful too, okay? Because why? Everybody's got a name and everybody's got a logo out there. But how do you stand out? Well, that's really one way that my clients are standing out and why I'm making it such a big deal this year more than ever is because it's competitive out there. Right? Like,
yeah,
you know, you got to stand out in every which way. So having a professional photo like that, again, doesn't need to be crazy. Their photo's not all that, like, ooh la la.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Lewis with me, in a matter of a year, went from one van to 13 vans already in 1 year.
Right.
Okay? Now, he's spending a lot of money now, right? He's got to feed 13 guys in vans, right? And all his staff,
yeah.
Right? But he runs his whole business out of his house. He doesn't even have a location. He runs it all out of his house, right? But he's doing very well, right? So the good news is, you know, we have the platform, Philip, where you can scale this to whatever degree and fashion you want to go to. Obviously, you're a one-man show. You're a handyman, okay? So you're goal, obviously, is you just want consistent leads, and you obviously want to be able to scale and have enough leads to make money, right? And that's what I can do for you at an affordable rate, and I can definitely bring paper leads to the table down the road as well. It does take time to get the paper leads going on that side because Google does a vetting process more extensively than anybody. Okay, they want to make sure that whoever's participating in the paper leads deserve to participate. It's not just about money to Google on that, right? It's about vetted businesses and quality businesses, right, that I get to participate in. But once I do get you, you know, past the initial vetting process, you can start taking those leads in addition to my basic package, okay? So let's talk about my basic package. I'll go over all the costs on all this, right, and then we can wrap up there. So first thing is this. We make sure that any keywords that relate to your business, you show up on that first page, any handyman keywords, right, from, you know, remodeling to deck building to, you know, interior painting, you name it. I want to make sure you show up, okay?
Right.
Second thing is, if somebody doesn't call you, Philip, here's what is really cool. We actually run another ad to try and get back in front of that person since they put something into Google that related to your business, but they didn't call you. Okay. So let's say Nancy in your area typed in bathroom remodel company. Okay. She sees you on Google, right? She sees Vivid Home Repair, but doesn't call you. Okay. Well, every time Nancy goes on to Facebook, she's going to see an ad now from Vivid Home Repair to get back in touch with her and write and to motivate her to want to call you in addition to Google.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Really cool. So that's why, again, that's why my clients do well, because we're not just fishing in one pond. We're like multifaceted here. Right. And so the third way, obviously, is the pay-per-lead program. Now, you can't have any felonies over the last 7 years now to participate in it. And you have to have general liability insurance. Good. I like that. I'm the same way.
The insurance. Yeah.
Do you have general liability insurance at least $250?
I think it's up to a million last.
Okay, so you have the basic parameters. Let's say you participate in the pay-per-lead program. And again, I'm going to go over all the costs, but I'm going to just go over what the cost per lead is on that. Cool thing is, like I said, they come in the form of phone call. You get to talk to them. You have the ability to receive or reject the lead. So if the lead stinks or if they're outside of your service area or they're calling you unrelated to what you do, all of that stuff, and Google knows because Google's listening to the call with an AI robot, so they know exactly what's going on, right? So, you know, they know if it's a good lead or a bad lead. But if it's a bad lead, you don't get charged for it. That's how good this is, right? But if it's a good lead, they're going to charge you, okay? It ain't cheap with Google because you show up at the very tippy top on the paper leads. Some guys want these leads now. Some guys want to, like, hey,
I say, yeah, I understand that. If it's a good lead, I have no problem paying for it because I can definitely close the deal. So if it's a good lead,
there you go. You're the guy I like to do business with. Yeah. And like I said, I have some guys that spend $40,000 a month with me on these paper leads. So they're no joke.
Yeah.
They literally can scale your business to whatever level, right? But for your area, for a paper lead in the handyman category, it's $67 for that paper lead.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I've been paying
but
178.
Some guys, that's something, right? So I like
178. I've been
paying
for leads that aren't even legitimate. So
yeah, for a quality lead, you know. But here's the thing, okay? If you decide you wanted to go down this direction with the paper leads, okay? Like I said, let's fast forward. It's been 2 months, okay? You'll be approved like around June, right? We would then sit down with you. Okay, so if by then you've already gotten several jobs and you're already getting a good ROI on my basic package, right? But we would sit down with you and we would then say, okay, Phil, it's time to start doing your paper leads, okay? Because you got pre-approved now, okay? Yeah. There's one caveat with Google. You have to prepay for 13 leads up front when the time comes. Okay.
And
so obviously 13. Yeah. So that's $871 basically.
Yeah. Not
okay.
To do.
At that time. Now, you start drawing from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like. What a lot of my guys
so
do,
that,
Phil,
that's
is
immediately
they
put into my account and then I can draw from those, you're saying?
Yeah. So you draw from it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool.
And you turn on and off those leads from our app at any time, right? So what a lot of my guys do, what I was explaining, is they'll take two of the paper leads and then they turn it off and they won't take any more leads until one of those two leads turn into a really good job, okay? Once they get paid on one of those two, they turn it back on, they take two more, and they keep going through those 13 leads like that very conservatively. And then as time goes on, they open it up more and more and more. Right, and they'll take more and more and more. Right, so maybe the first 13 will take you a couple months, but then over time, you might decide, hey, you know what, I want to take, you know, all 13 in 1 month. Right, and some guys go more aggressively. So the nice thing is, what I always tell people, Philip, is the paper leads are there for when you need the filler. So when you have like a week where it's too slow for you, you turn them on, right?
Nice.
And then when you're really busy, obviously you're keeping it off because you can't take on any more work, okay? Like Lewis right now, the last 3 days now, he hasn't been running his paper leads because he's been so busy, right?
Nice.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It's like it really helps you, right, you know, when you need those extra leads on top of my basic package, okay?
Okay.
So, if you decided to do, go on.
I was going to say, what's the cost of the basic package?
Yeah, so my basic package runs $299 a month, okay? That includes you're on the first page of Google, right? And out of that $299, we spend $100 a month on those Facebook retargeting ads, okay?
Okay.
That package will give you an incredible ROI, okay? What do I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
That should bring several thousands of dollars worth of business every month. So that will more than pay for itself and have leftover. But is it going to take your business from, you know, spending $299 to making you $10,000, $20,000 a month? Absolutely not. There's no such thing as that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But But that's where the paper leads then come in. So you have the ability to now scale your business with quality leads, right, really to that next level. So if you want to do the paper leads, there is a one-time charge because we have to pay for your background check and all that. It's $250. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys, they'll start with the ideal package again. That's basically it's $549 your first month, and then it's $299 a month thereafter.
On the
fast forward, the paper leads then kicked in. The only additional cost to your $299 is obviously your paper lead cost in addition to that.
Mm-hmm. So if I pay the $5, that gets me the paper leads and your basic package setup.
Yep, set up. It pays covers your first month and everything under that. Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested. I'm almost confident this contract's going to come through tomorrow.
Awesome.
If you'll call me in 2 days, so I can get the check cashed and everything, then I'd be glad to talk about it.
Sure. Absolutely. So tomorrow obviously is Friday. How about this? Let me do this because I'll just touch base with you tomorrow, see how things are going too, and then we can see how that's going for you. So I'll call you. How about tomorrow? How about like around 4 o'clock tomorrow? Are you around?
Yeah, I'll be good by then.
Okay. So I will call you, and then I'm gonna go ahead and send you a breakdown, Philip. Okay. Of this package and everything, and then we can actually go more about it as well. And there's some great videos. I highly recommend you watch my Stingray Electric video. It's my electrician, and Lewis just did a video for my team, right?
Nice.
Literally 2 weeks ago. So you can watch Lewis, and he'll explain his whole story as well. So you'll really like Lewis's as well. Like, he's been a great client of mine. And what's cool is I actually assign an account manager, right, to your file here. And their job is to really hold your hand, collect all the paperwork, right? And they kind of act as the middleman between us and you, right? They like making sure that nothing falls through the cracks, right? So that they help manage everything. Cause I'm obviously too busy to sit there and say, hey, Philip, where's the proof of liability insurance? Philip, well, I need proof of your, like, now, did you set up an LLC or a DBA or anything for this name yet or not yet?
I've been working on the LLC. I have not got it completely set up yet, no.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. Now, that's not going to make or break us, but, you know, Google might want to see something official. Okay.
Well,
so what we'll do
I
is we'll
set up anyway, so,
yeah. Good. So my
recommendation
is if you don't want to spend the money on the LLC, you could always set up what they call a DBA. Okay, doing business.
Oh, yeah.
Other states call it fictitious business name statement, right? And you know, either way, because a DBA is cheap. It's like $60 most states, right?
Okay.
You know, obviously
yeah.
Setting up an LLC is going to cost you a couple $100. So it really comes down to, you know, what you want to spend and everything costs, especially starting a business, right? But if you want to get an LLC, I highly recommend. Obviously, it gives you more layers of protection. But at least get a DBA set up with that name, and that will also help you set up a business account under that name as well with a bank.
Okay. Awesome.
You know, so.
Well, thank you for
but,
that.
But I'll call you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. What's your email? I'll go ahead and get you out this email too.
All right. It's vividinc_atx@outlook.com.
Whoa, that was a little too quiet. So you said Vivid, V-I-V-I-D. Uh-huh.
Yep. And then it's just Inc, I-N-C.
Okay.
And then _ATX@outlook.com.
ATX, you said?
Yeah, like Austin, Texas.
Okay, gotcha. @outlook.com. Okay, perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and set you up. I'll call you tomorrow, too. Okay, and we will talk.
So my company also does murals. We have a contract with City of Pantego. I don't know if that's something y'all work with as well.
Murals. Okay. it's not something that, I mean, custom painting maybe, like, you know, like it's, I'll shoot you straight. That's not
deal. I was just checking to see if y'all do work with that. I like, we just got this big contract and we have more coming in on that side. I'm not too worried about that. I was just seeing.
It's not something that the general public's really like contacting people about. It's not a highly word driven. So the one thing with me, Philip, you're always going to get honesty, you know? So, that wouldn't be something I would recommend, you know, putting your money into, like trying to market. It's just not going to have a lot of search.
And we've actually been doing really well with that off of word of mouth because people see the word and it just, we just got a huge contract, city of Pantego in North Texas.
Sure.
For a city mural that's, pretty
and awesome, honestly, I would get a business Facebook page going for that and a TikTok page going for that and just show like your work, like, and constantly adding updated videos and like pictures on both of those platforms. And that will really help you take that business off organically without having to pay any marketing money.
I appreciate that information. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this type of business, though, is something you're going to need to advertise. It's hard because handyman is really competitive. It's hard to get, you know, anybody to see you. But, like, that's just a niche business that, like, you can definitely do that on the free, like that type of business.
Awesome. So, well, I appreciate that information. So, I'm really excited about your package and what you're talking about. I think it worked well with my company. So if you send over that info. And just
absolutely. I got lots of handyman that's on this exact package. And like I said, it builds up momentum, right? Like where, you know, we start off kind of crawling before we walk and then walk before we run.
Yeah. And
but the good news
right
is
I got funds going everywhere right now. But I appreciate the crawl into it because I've got funds going every which way trying to get things going. So
yeah, totally. And is your name spelled with two L's, Philip, or one L?
It's two L's.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, because my girl here, she put one L and I was like, okay,
yeah,
just want to make
most
sure
people try
that.
To spell with one L.
I got a power washing guy. I just talked to him today and he spells it with one L, right? And so that's why I wanted to double check too. So I'm like, oh, don't want to put, you know, I don't want to put the wrong one, you know? So.
Well, I appreciate you taking time explaining it to me. I'm very interested in it. So just contact me tomorrow and we'll go forward from there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk tomorrow at 4:00. Just go ahead and set yourself a reminder on your phone. Okay. Cause obviously a lot's going to happen between now and then. And, I'll go ahead and call you. We'll go through my email too that I'm going to send you now as well tomorrow. And discuss everything and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make you the guy in, you know, San Marcos so that you're the guy that, you know, gets the benefit out of all this at the end of the day. So no matter what, we'll figure it out. So, you have yourself a good evening, sir. And then I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you so much. You take care. All right. Bye bye.